Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I come as the collective consciousness of the all that is. I am also an iteration of the Lords of Light, as well as the triad configurations of the triad of Michael, Melchizedek, and myself. We present ourselves as a massive consciousness so that you might know yourself and your capacity as a Christed being of light. As we close our teaching for 2017, we wish for you to see the massiveness of what was given to you in the last year. This includes what you co-created with us in the 2017 conference. It's appropriate at this time for each of you to spend some time reviewing the many aspects of our journey together. We draw your attention to the fourth triad system that was activated this year. The information and the energetics that you received in the last two sessions needs to be expanded upon in this session and woven into the triadic system. In the last two sessions, notice how the two light packets and the activation of the fourth and fifth strands of DNA helped the body to start dropping the denseness of the third dimensional system. You were able to create a coherence in the consciousness of the body that facilitated a deeper awareness of yourself as the divine image outside of a gender-related consciousness. You have begun to operate from the direction of your oversoul. You are influenced by your Christed oversoul. You have at your disposal the energetics of the deeper activation of two light packets that have been placed in your chakras and in your DNA system. The activation of the fourth and fifth strands of DNA changed the body and altered the consciousness of the body substantially. These things that I am speaking to you about cannot be fully integrated physically, mentally, and emotionally, or spiritually, until the entire system of the fourth triad is functioning in coherence. The fourth triad must function in coherence with the other three triads. You've done a lot of work with the heart chakra and the sacred heart consciousness. It's important that you review these teachings and all of the subsequent teachings related to them. Notice what is happening in that fourth triad as it becomes more activated into the unified field. The electrical magnetic fields are being altered because of the fourth triad system that is functioning more coherently. The fourth triad alters the magnetics as well as it alters the electrical charges that are brought into the neurology of the body, so that communication can be processed more easily. As the neurology is changed, the body is changed. The brain can process complex information that comes from holographic projections and holographic images. With the presence of the eighth chakra and the oversoul in the body, you are beginning to create an environment within the body where the Christed oversoul can come into a coherent function and be understood through the brain's processing capacity. The mental and emotional body is also affected. It can fully comprehend the influence now of the Christed oversoul and create applications that are used in the body to alter the body at a cellular and molecular level. This is what comes to fruition as the fourth triad functions in unity with the other three triads. The fourth triad creates a refined environment within the other three triads. The fourth triad could not function until the light templates were retrieved from the time locks in the last two conferences. This retrieval of the seventh dimensional light template in 2017 was key in expanding the fourth triad because it brought with it the ability of the electrical charges to be magnified. It also brought with it the ability of the magnetics to be altered in such a way in which there was no division within the emotions. These things are now available to you. You are beginning to see this. In your group discussion in our last session, the conversation was expansive, and many recognized that some of the wounding within their feminine and masculine expression is healing. You are beginning to recognize that you can express yourself from your unified expression of the divine image. This expression is not gender related because you have created a level of unification within your mental emotional body. These things are happening now. The subtleties are quite extensive. We encourage you to work with these things in your private meditation time. Specifically, direct the energies to different areas of your energetic system often. You don't need to cover all of them every day, but check in daily to see if assistance is needed in certain areas of the body. Review the times when you are not able to hold coherence of the fifth dimension, and draw from the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates of pure source energy. Pure source energy has been available to you for some time now because of the magnetics. You are using a new magnetic that draws to you source energy. There is a tremendous amount of energetic parts of your system that have shifted and changed in 2017. We want you to recognize and gently start working with them. Remind yourself of them. Start working with some of these energetics that you have laid aside as the new information came in. Now is the time to use the seventh dimensional template and the second light packet to stimulate unity consciousness within your entire system. Look at the chakra system, the triads, the mental-emotional body. Are you able to view yourself as the Christed being that is the divine image? Can you see that there is no separation in any part of your system? This is a huge review that we are asking of you. And this is why we'll not have another meeting this month other than the gathering with Yeshua at the winter solstice. He will discuss Christ consciousness from his perspective when he was embodied. In the first part of 2018, we will continuously interweave these concepts and energetics into your awareness. Our goal is to assist you to create a more unified expression in your body by conference time. This will be invaluable to this group and assist you to create what we think that you can accomplish in this conference. Now, I would like to open a conversation and a dialogue with you at this time where you can ask any questions that you may have or make any comments. So I invite you now to voice your comments and questions.